Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
And then just work really hard to have a big house like all the celebrities show in their Instagrams.
I swear to God, if I see one more celebrity's house, like, I don't want to see your house. I don't. I just don't.
I'm like, wow, that's nice that you have a separate puzzle room. Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to Los Angeles.
Did we nail that this time?
No idea. Truly, no idea at all. How's your week been going, guys?
It was a weird week, but we survived.
Yeah, we did. I have a feeling we have many more weeks like this ahead of us. Mm-hmm. And I found it just really remarkable how people have been adapting to this new way of life. It's like learning to become a part of civilization again in a way. Like, I feel like people are more courteous to each other. I feel like people are thinking of like other people a little bit more. And that, like, I did a FaceTime call with like 3 of my best girlfriends. I don't remember the last time ever really speaking on the phone to them. Like, truly.
Yeah. That's how I feel too. And I'm doing, like, I did one with my whole family. I'm doing one later with like all my friends from college. And it's like, don't ever do that, you know? So it's really nice to actually see and connect with people. It proves that, you know, even though we all are super obsessed and addicted to our phones, we still like crave that, you know, human connection, which is nice.
Yeah, I think that I was talking, so Patrick was doing a FaceTime with one of his friends, and his friend was like, yeah, we're going to look back on this in like 10 years and be like, remember that time, you know, everybody like was FaceTiming each other at that one point? And I was like, I feel like it could be the opposite, where we're like, remember that point in time when everyone was addicted to their phones and like didn't have like human contact and like didn't want to talk on the phone to each other, and like now that's all we do essentially. Like, maybe it'll turn things around.
Yeah, I hope so. And I think just also makes us all more appreciative of the freedom we have to go out and do whatever it is that we please.
Oh my god, yeah,
you know,
like, yep,
instead of just bailing out on plans and staying home.
Yeah.
Like, I will be doing all those things now.
Totally. I mean,
who knows the next time I'll be able to do it.
I was saying on my Instagram, I relish the day I can go get my teeth cleaned again.
Oh my God. Yeah. I know. It's really the little things. Like, I'm truly, one of my biggest joys in life is just like going grocery shopping. And I can't wait to go without being fearful or having to worry about, you know, the long lines or being stressed out because everything is, you know, not in stock and all these things.
I know. So I know.
But again, super, super grateful that we are able to, you know, both work remotely and stay home and safe. And there's so many people out there who are, you know, risking their lives to protect us. So it's crazy.
Totally. Okay. So for beauty news today, honestly, there's really not a lot of beauty news happening except for, you know, different companies using their factories to create hand sanitizer, things like that. So we talked about that last week, and that's awesome. We wanted just to take a few minutes to talk about how you can help your local go-to beauty service industry pro. These are the people that make us feel so good on a regular basis, and now their entire livelihood, which depends on being up close with another person, has been taken away from them, and they don't have a choice. And there's a lot of very scared, anxious people out there right now. This could be your hair colorist, stylist,
nail tech, lash person,
yep, waxer,
facialist,
yes, yeah, makeup artist. So many people.
All the people we miss so dearly right now.
I know. I'm going to have to like force on to teach me how to reinstall my hair extensions at some point. But there are things that you guys can do to help them right now get money in their hands. So we just wanted to go through a few of those things. So for the beauty service pros, like your lash person or your waxer or whoever, I would reach out to them directly and ask if they're okay if you prepay for a service. More than likely, they would be extremely grateful for that.
So I have a question. Yeah. How does this work if they are, you know, working for a salon?
Okay, so that comes a little bit later in our list, but that's also like a really great point. If they're an employee of a salon, if you prepay for a service, you need to ask your actual stylist if they will see that money right now. Because, like, obviously business owners, like people that own salons, do need to make money as well. And that's why gift cards are a good option.
Mm-hmm.
But gift cards don't benefit the stylist until the service is rendered.
Right.
So if you buy a gift card and you're intending to give it to your actual stylist, unless the salon has said otherwise, they won't see that money until you're able to go in and get that service.
Mm-hmm.
So I would inquire with them, especially people that like own their own studio and stuff like that, like the people that rent out chairs and studios and stuff like that, like in a Salon Republic or something of that nature. Ask them what they prefer. Would you prefer that, you know, I prepay for an entire service right now? Some people are even offering discounts, like, hey, if you prepay now, you'll get priority booking whenever we can do, like, get back in touch. And I'll give you like 20% off if you they just are trying to get cash flow right now because a lot of it has completely been removed.
Right.
So that goes into like the purchasing of the gift card for a future visit. Definitely benefits the salon. If you love a salon, do that. And they're also offering discounts.
Okay. And then we can also donate a tip.
So that's what really truly benefits like a salon employee and even somebody that you might see at their own, you know, individual studio that has just, you know, the one chair. I saw people say, give them their Christmas tip early. I feel like you should just give them a tip now.
Yeah, right, regardless.
And give them a tip for the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't do one in lieu of the other. So
donate
a tip, especially if you had to cancel your appointment. Like, you were forced to cancel or you canceled just out of, you know, precautionary measures. You were probably going to spend that money with them anyways. So if you're financially able to, I know a lot of people have lost their source of income in the past couple of weeks. So if you can't, obviously don't. But if you can, consider still giving them the tip that you are going to pay.
Yeah.
Oh, purchasing product is a big one. So a lot of stylists, especially in the hair industry, make commission off of the products they sell. So a lot of people are wanting to buy product and they're going either to the salon or like calling them on the phone. And some of these salons are not able to get to their stock because everything is closed. So what I'd recommend is definitely reaching out to either the salon owner or the stylist that you work with. Ask them if they have a commission link that you can use. I know like DP Hue has an app where if you are a hair professional, you can sell DP Hue product and you get 50% commission off of every product you sell. And then they ship the product to the person that you sold it to. And then In Common, which is a brand created by Nikki Lee and Rihanna Capri of 901, they also have a commission program for their experts that use In Common product. But I feel like so many different brands offer this. Mm-hmm. So just talk to the person that does your hair or does your nails or whoever it is. Ask them how you can help them so that they have a means to get by right now while everything is still like really up in the air and we really don't know what's going to happen. But the last thing I would say is just leave a review. Mm-hmm. Leave a review on Yelp. Go to their Instagram page. Tell them how much you like appreciated them doing your hair. Post a picture of your hair, your nails, whatever it is. Help them grow their following on Instagram. Leave a Facebook review. That's the thing that people do. I learned.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Also Google reviews, right?
Oh yeah, a Google review.
Yeah.
Super helpful.
People love those.
So that's how you can help your beauty service pros.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yay.
Let's all do that this week.
Yeah. Everybody do that. And then for indie beauty brands, it's very similar. You can write a review of them on their retailer site. So if they're sold, and by indie means independent.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to talk down to anybody. I just had actual questions about this. Even brands that are sold at Ulta or Sephora can be considered indie. And that means they are privately, independently owned. A conglomerate has not purchased them. They don't have like a huge cash flow behind all of what they're doing. So Sarah, do you have a favorite indie brand?
Well, I was just thinking right now, because I was on her Instagram. Charlotte Cho is, I think, the founder owner of Soka Glam, and then I met you. And you wouldn't think that she maybe is an indie beauty brand because she is a little bit bigger and has been around for so long, but she and her husband independently own that brand, both brands. And so, I mean, I was just talking about their toner when we went on Instagram Live like a few days ago, and they're coming out with a new product in a couple weeks or something. And so, yeah. She's on top of my mind for sure. What about you?
Okay. Yeah, I love Kosas. Sheena created Kosas. She is the sole founder and creator of that brand. I love True Botanicals.
Yeah.
A brand like Laura Dern is tied to True Botanicals, but like that's an independently owned brand.
Right. I'm trying to think who else.
Kinship.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend at Kinship. Mm-hmm. They're independently owned. Oh, Dr. Loretta. Tower 28.
Yes. That's a great one.
So yeah, there's so many that if you buy from them on Sephora, Ulta, Credo, wherever you buy, please leave them a review.
Is Sunday Riley technically indie?
Yes.
It is, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And she went on Instagram recently to say, kind of express like what was going on with their situation and how they're still trying to pay all of the, you know, their salespeople across the country.
Yeah.
Which I think is really, really admirable.
Totally. And they make great products. Obviously, we love Sunday. So think about them. Leave a review even on their website if they have that option. That's a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you know, like, okay, I'm obsessed with Good Jeans, or I mm-hmm. desperately want that SOS spray from Tower Beauty. I love it. Like,
mm-hmm.
purchase more now if you know you're going to need it.
Yeah.
To help them out. Or purchase, like, I want to send that SOS spray to like some of my friends and family.
Right.
It's Tower 28 Beauty. And so like if you know that you love a product and you want to share it with people, talk about it on your Instagram or like buy it for your friends and family if you're able to help spread the word about that brand.
Yeah. You know, I think despite, you know, what's happening to everyone, and obviously there are a lot of people who, like you mentioned, have lost their jobs and source of income over the last couple weeks, which is obviously really awful. But on the flip side, a lot of people are also online shopping like crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are looking to, you know, their friends and social and Instagram and stuff. So yeah, like Kirby said, if you're really passionate about supporting your favorite brands, just like Instagramming about your favorite products and why you love them, kind of like what we do with the pod.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Become your own Los Angeles. There
it
you
all
go.
Helps. Yeah. Yeah.
And then nail salons.
Oh, yes.
Sarah.
Okay. So this is just, I think, just a general reach out. I'm sure some of you have seen, if you follow certain nail techs, they've been saying and asking for, obviously nail salons are not able to operate right now because they're technically not essential businesses. And there is a huge shortage of masks for hospitals and healthcare workers. And, they're having to reuse the same mask, which is really not suitable. Like, you're really not supposed to do that. Or they're not using masks at all. They don't have enough protective gear. And so if you work for a nail salon that has any extra disposable masks or gloves or alcohol, please donate them to your local hospital. If you have any extra N95 masks lying around because you live in Southern California where there were wildfires last year and you stocked up on them and you are not using them, or really you don't need them because you're not working at a hospital, please donate them. I know that there's just such a shortage. It's just so scary for all of these people who are, risking their lives to help others. If any of you know anyone who has any masks at all, please consider donating them to your local hospital. I know that a lot of factories, like Kirby mentioned, are stepping up and offering to, make masks, which is really, really awesome. But yeah, I think there needs to be a little bit more done in terms of President Trump mandating factories to make more masks. So in the meantime, if you have it, please consider donating.
Yes, please. And if that goes for any beauty brands that might be listening right now, if you have an R&D department, if they have masks or anything of that nature that could help, please consider giving to them and then let us know so we can advertise that fact. We would love to help you, whatever needs to happen.
All right.
Cool. Okay. All right. Let's just break away from all of this Corona bullshit right now and talk about what's on your face.
I'm here for it. I need it. I want to know what's on your face. What's on your face?
Okay. So I did something to my skin and I'm not sure what I did to it. I think I maybe went ham with glycolic acid because I noticed I started to get really rough skin on my chin.
So peely?
Yeah, in the corners of my mouth. And I was like, when the hell did that happen? So yesterday I was literally putting every type of balm or hydrating serum. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I used the serum stick from Tatcha. Literally was just rubbing it all over my chin.
Okay.
I used Elizabeth Arden 8-Hour Balm Cream.
Yeah.
Which is the old school heavy duty stuff.
Yes.
And I was just letting it kind of sit and marinate on my face.
Yep.
But
yeah,
the one face wash that I've been using that I think has truly, truly helped in the past 36 hours is from the Inky List. And it's called the Oat Cleansing Balm. So this thing, I actually just randomly found it in a bag as I was unpacking and organizing my bathroom. It's
It's huge.
It's huge. It is huge. Yeah. It is so much I was in shock and it kind of freaks you out because when you think it says balm, but you're okay, it's probably just a regular cleanser consistency. But then when you squeeze it out, it's an actual balm. It's
I'm going to grab it. I have it right here.
It's awesome. I love it. The consistency is definitely that of a balm like Vaseline or something like that. And it's what does it say? How many fluid ounces is it? Or
five ounces.
So it's a lot. And I started using that. It is so nice and it feels so good on your skin. I kind of gravitated towards it, honestly, because it said oat. And oat is so great. Mm-hmm.
Right. Calming, anti-inflammatory.
Yep. So it has 3% oat kernel oil, which helps support your moisture barrier. And then it has 1% colloidal oatmeal. Did you just get something in your mouth?
Yeah, sorry. I was trying to open the
She's, the safety seal. I'm literally watching her like peeling off the safety seal.
It's because my friggin' nails are like too long now.
I know, so I know. I do the same thing. I do the same. I'll get tweezers. I'm like, yeah. But it also contains 1% colloidal oatmeal, which helps to reduce the appearance of redness and soothe irritation. So like, obviously I knew this and that's why I kind of leaned towards it. But I was reading about it. Apparently it's great for, you know, not only dryness, but redness, acne, and blemishes. So if you are somebody that's like has inflamed skin right now and you're breaking out, but you're like, I don't know if I need a balm. Like it just maybe might be too emollient. I like, trust me, you're going to freaking love this stuff because it's really soothing to apply to your face. I was doing this like Georgia Louise massaging motion with it. And then when you put the water on, it emulsifies into like this really nice milky texture. So it was just really awesome to use. And it has significantly helped my chin situation. I'll tell you that much.
It says you can also leave it on as a mask.
Yeah, hell yeah. If you, and honestly, like I would use this on my hands. Like I would put it, if you're like drying your hands out from all of the soap that you're using, like I would put it on my hands. I thought it was great.
I still can't open it.
She's struggling. She's struggling. She'll get there.
I'll take your, I'll open it and take, use it tonight.
Take my review like some, for it.
It sounds, yeah, it sounds like something that would be great for summer when we're allowed to go outside and be in the sun again and we might burn.
Yeah, I think it's honestly really great for all types of skin. It's only $10, people. This is why I love the Inky List. Oh, you got it. Okay. So isn't that bizarre that like you're squeezing it out of like such a giant tube like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is. So it really is like a balm.
Because most balms, especially cleansing balms, are
in like a little jar.
Yep, a little vat of something. And you have to like stick your finger in it. And that's why I freaking love this stuff, because you just squeeze it out.
I love it. I can't wait to try it now that I opened it.
It's vegan. So if you guys are looking for vegan, cruelty-free.
$10. Wow.
Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, I have also been using Dr. Rogers Restore Healing Balm. And I know that you like this product, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love this product. I've been using it for a few years. It is like... They call it their healing balm because it's like a multitasking balm. It helps with healing dry, damaged skin, lips, and nails. So initially, I was just putting it like on my cuticles. And then I was like, F it. I'm going to put it on my lips. I was putting it like on my like dry parts of my face.
Mm-hmm.
And they also recommend it for things like eczema. Mm. If you have skin surgery, if you got lasered. Tattoos, also cut, scrapes, burns. So like really it's for everything. And if you look at their website, like they'll tell you, they're like post-procedure skincare, like the chemical peel, dry hands, baby cream and diaper rash, beauty hacks, like for glossy lips and to style your eyebrows, after tattoo care, post-surgery stitches. It's awesome. And they offer like a bunch of different packagings for it. I have the tube. It's a 0.5 ounce aluminum tube. Mm-hmm. It's the most recyclable, it's their best-selling size and it's their most recyclable packaging, which I love that they think about that. But they also have like a 1 ounce glass jar. They have single-use packets if you like one, if maybe you're a dermatologist. But on that note, it is dermatologist created. It's clinically tested. There is no fragrance. It's BPA free. There's no petroleum, parabens, phthalates, formaldehyde, or lanolin.
Yeah.
So like
formaldehyde.
I know, right? So like I think people sometimes see these balms and they're like, well, can I just use Vaseline or Aquaphor? But like this, they truly created it with all of these different skin conditions in mind so that it wouldn't irritate, you know, because lanolin is actually pretty, is a pretty big irritant. I don't necessarily have issues with lanolin, like for my skin, but anyways, this stuff is great. It looks sexy too. Like the packaging, they did a great job.
Yeah, it's very clean.
But it's a $30 investment for a little 0.5 ounce tube. That being said, I still haven't gone through the one that I had last, like that I got last year. Yeah. So
I feel like it's something you probably wouldn't have to use every day. It's something that you would turn to if you had like dry patches and stuff.
Totally. I have been using it though on my cuticles just to like keep them
looking good. Well, that's because you have the luxury to do so.
True. So true. Okay, so that's what's on my face and body right now.
That's really interesting because I also picked a rescue balm. We're all just like irritated right now.
Dry.
Yeah. So I have always had dry skin, but it, in certain areas, I have started to have, I don't think they're like true eczema flare-ups, but they are very irritated, like little hot spots, which has never happened to me before. And this is happening on the back of my neck. And at first I thought it was like atopic dermatitis, but it's not. And I just like haven't found anything to that like really helps. I've been using like different, I was using the first aid, the cream, the repair cream, which is great, but it just wasn't helping. I was, you know, putting some cortisone on it, which would help, but then it really just like wasn't, just like it was like super itchy throughout the day. So I think I like needed something a little bit more heavy duty. Was cleaning out my, you know, beauty products on my bedside, and I found that I had this like opened Peach and Lily K Beauty Rescue Balm, and I hadn't really used it because I didn't really know what I needed it for. And then I read that it was made specifically for, you know, it doesn't say like eczema, but like, you know, any really, really dry, flaky, chapped parts of your body that needs some relief. And so it is a balm, similar to the Dr. Rogers one. It's made with sunflower seed oil and then coptis root extract, which I have not heard of before. But apparently it helps a lot with the inflammation, the ceramides to, you know, strengthen the skin barrier, and then centella asiatic extract, which is like in everything these days. Yep. To help with really sensitive skin, and then like a turmeric root extract to restore the flakiness. Uh-huh. And it's actually been working. I've been using it for the past few days, and it's not cheap, similar to Dr. Rogers. It is $28, but it is a little bit bigger.
Okay.
I think. But I love it, and it has a very light, like botanical scent to it. Mm. Which, you know, I'm a big, not, you know, synthetic fragrance person, but I like something to smell good, especially because it's on my neck, so it's close to my nose.
So it looks way bigger.
Yeah, it's 50 milliliters. Yeah. That's bigger, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like a little goes a long way, though I've been using a lot of it on my neck and I love it. I'm like obsessed with it. And then the leftovers, I've been like you putting it on my cuticles.
It's, I love their packaging.
Their packaging is the cutest.
It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just so funny. Like I like have had this for so long and I'm like, I'm probably not going to use this. I don't need it. And now I'm like, oh my God, I need it. And like, it has no mineral oil, no petroleum, all these really yummy botanicals and the sunflower seed oil. So,
love.
Yeah. Love. So if you're also feeling dry and irritated like us.
Basically, we should have just done like a
choose from.
Yeah. A short list of like any balm we own.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think I love Aquaphor to this day.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, yeah.
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
All righty. Now we're moving on to something that has been in the works for a while. And we were like, wow, okay, I guess this is the time.
I feel like it is super relevant right now. Same. Because it's one of the only places that's still open.
Yep.
That you can pick up a beauty product at.
Yep.
And it's affordable, and all of us might be wanting to save our money right now.
Agreed. So we were initially like, we should do a drugstore haul and talk about like what type of regimen we could curate at a drugstore. Because as we have mentioned many a time on this podcast, while we do love prestige products, we don't think that a high price tag equates to more of efficacy Like, yeah, you can find great effective products at a lower price point. And this episode's all about that. So we reached out to CVS and said, hey, we're going to do this. Like, we would love any support you could offer us. And they were like, great. Do you want to go shopping? And we're like, yes.
This was so fun. I was like really, really looking forward to this challenge, this shopping challenge, just because I love a shopping challenge. But also, like Kirby said, I feel like a lot of people associate our podcast with like La Mer and all these expensive brands. But I know a lot of you have been asking us for like a drugstore haul. So this is it. This is it.
Yeah. So why don't we break down like what our regimen was? Are you going to talk about every product you bought, or are you only going to talk about, did you have products you didn't like?
There were products that I didn't use as much as others, but I liked pretty much all of them.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I bought everything that I like have used before.
Yeah.
And like created a regimen based on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of how I went into it.
Right. I organized it as like my regimen too.
Cool.
And that's how I think both of us when we were, so basically Kirby and I went to a CVS like a couple months ago. I don't even know. I don't know what day it is anymore.
It was like February okay. or something.
So yeah. So we went to the CVS on Beverly and we basically each had $100 to spend to build our skincare regimen. And it actually was, it was super easy to do, but it also was super hard because we didn't know like what products we wanted to choose because there was just so many.
Yeah. There's like such a huge selection at CVS. And so, I mean, like, and literally like from everything, there's Sunbum, there's L'Oreal, there's mm-hmm. Bliss, La Roche-Posay, like.
Yeah.
So many great brands with a lot of SKUs. So like when I went up to check out, I was like $50 yeah. over. And so I had to like take some things out and prioritize what I wanted my regimen to be.
Right.
So Sarah, yes. what you based your products yes. off of your skin type.
Yes. Okay. So I have normal to dry skin. And so I really wanted to focus on picking products that would, you know, help with hydration, moisture, and just really have, you know, a lot of, yeah, like hyaluronic acid in it, which when I was writing the product descriptions, I was like, wow, almost every single product has that. So yeah, and like you, just a really well-rounded regimen. Yes. That, you know, had me covered from cleanser to mask to, you know, treatment, all that stuff.
Okay, cool. So,
and then you?
Yeah, mine was ideal for a combination skin, which is what I have. It's for people who want to refine their skin texture, maybe deal with breakouts or have acne, but also need to calm inflammation. So that's what I would say my regimen is targeting.
Yeah. Oh, and I also have a little bit more sensitive skin. So I tried to pick a lot of products that were like either, not all of them are, but like cleaner or fragrance-free. So yeah, that was something that I was trying to pay attention to.
Cool. Okay. Why don't we start with our, did you do a facial cleanser? Yes.
I did. Mm-hmm.
And what was your cleanser?
I picked the AHC Aqua Lauronic Facial Cleanser, which is a Korean beauty brand. Apparently it's like this brand. I had never heard of it before, but they're big in Korea. And this specific cleanser is made for people with dehydrated skin. It has triple hyaluronic acid in the cleanser.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I picked it, because I have dry skin. It is huge. It's $20, but the bottle is ginormous. It's like,
yeah, it's almost 5 ounces.
Yeah. And a little goes a long way. It's a very creamy liquid, and you, you know, foam it in your hands, and it just creates a super, super foamy cleanser, takes off all of your makeup, but it won't leave your skin feeling stripped. Which is great.
Great.
And that's because of the triple blend of the hyaluronic acid, the ceramides, and then it says that it has French seawater, which sounds very fancy.
Wow, that sounds very luxurious. Yeah.
It does really feel like a very luxurious cleanser. If you've used a lot of like Asian beauty products before, it has this fragrance that is very reminiscent of like a not any of the like more modern or the newer Korean beauty brands, but like it's, it smells like Japanese cleanser that I used to use. I can't remember. So it has a fragrance to it. So I would, if you were super, super sensitive, I wouldn't use this. But it says on the website that it is good for all skin types, including sensitive skin types. And like I said, I have a little bit more sensitive skin and it didn't irritate my skin at all. But if you just are like sensitive to fragrance at all, you might want to maybe give it a whiff before you use it. But I really, really love it. And like I said, it's huge. So I think it's going to last me like the rest of the year.
Awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, it's $20. And it's only available in stores. I think they might have, you know, they have like a huge number of products, but you can only get this one in the store.
Okay, good to know.
What about you?
Okay, I picked Bliss Makeup Melt. It's $13. And this is a product that I would use mostly at night. If you're not familiar with Bliss, they used to be a spa, or they still are a spa-owned brand, but they had a complete, they reformulated everything, they rebranded everything, they started being sold in Target. Like, you probably honestly saw Bliss being sold at Nordstrom Rack for, like, years.
Yeah, or, like, they were, like, carried in different hotels.
Yes, and, like, the W hotels, obviously, because they had Bliss Spa.
Right.
I've loved some of their old stuff, like the Fabulous Foaming Facial Cleanser. They reformulated it to like be free of like all of the quote unquote nasty ingredients, but it still smells the same and works the same. And I'm really happy about that. But Makeup Melt is, when people ask me for like, should I use Cetaphil or should I use, like, I want to try the Milky Jelly Cleanser from Glossier. In my humble opinion, I equate Cetaphil and Milky Jelly Cleanser like as the same thing. Like, I just, I don't think that either of those products are A, good for your skin, and B, do their job of actually cleansing the skin. They're so gentle in a way that like it's almost just like putting water on your face. So the thing I like about the Bliss Makeup Melt is it truly does melt your makeup off. It's a great first step of a double cleanse, and it cleans even sensitive skin. That, I think that's really important. Nobody wants to walk away with like a squeaky clean face. This is not going to do that to your skin.
Yeah.
There's like minimal fragrance. Like I don't smell anything at all when I use it, but it gets the job done. So,
and you only use that at, like, why do you only like using this at night? Because you don't need something this thick.
Yeah, I don't.
Or this. Yeah.
In the mornings, if I wash my face in the mornings, I either use the Fresh Soy Face Cleanser or I honestly just use like a micellar water. So,
yeah. Okay, me too.
I think this is like a first step in your double cleanse at night when you're like getting the day off, your makeup off, all of the pollutants and stuff, dirt, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Cool. And it's $13.
Talk about your next one because my next one is on your list too.
Got it. Okay. So for morning and night, I like to use Bioderma Hydra Bio micellar water. Bioderma is the gold standard in micellar water. Like, often imitated, never duplicated. Like, this is the micellar water everybody has been trying to make but can't. It's in literally every makeup artist kit. Or I know a lot of dermatologists recommend it. It removes waterproof makeup, so it can also be a great eye makeup remover. I think it's, like, also so gentle that, like, you could probably use it with eyelash extensions because it doesn't have oil in it. It's not, you know, a lot of micellar waters now have, like, an oil component to it. So you have to, like, shake it up. I think the reason why I like Bioderma is because they don't put oil in their micellar products.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely I use it to remove my eye makeup.
Yeah, just,
like, I'll put it on, like, a Q-tip and then just, like, go around my eyes.
Yep. And it helps to rebuild the skin's hydrolipid film. So if you have like completely destroyed your skin barrier with too many acids or something or too much exfoliation, this is like a really great way to get a double cleanse at night. And it's really great for balancing your skin. So Hydra Bio is like one version of this micellar water. There's also like the pink one. This one's blue. But there's a pink one that everybody has. It was sold out when we went there. So I got the blue one. I'm still happy with it. It's large. It's $15, but like you literally use a tiny bit on like a cotton swab or not cotton swab, cotton ball. So like it'll take you forever to get through this stuff. But at night, what I do is I will wash my face with the Bliss Makeup Melt, like do a thorough cleanse that way. And then I take the Bioderma on a cotton square and I wipe any residual off of my neck, behind my ears, hairline, eyes, like crease on my nose, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a really great way to balance my skin without being too gentle. I just like I feel totally clean when I do this.
Love it. I love that one.
But yeah, it's $15 and I use this morning and night too. So just one more note, I will use it in the morning when I wake up instead of actually washing my face sometimes. I'll just use the micellar water.
This is a great product to talk about for using if you are looking for a cleanser to wash your face before you go to the gym in the morning, which is a question that we always get because it is gentle. And then you're probably after, you know, go to the gym, you are going to use more proper cleanser.
Yep.
So, yeah, this is like Kirby said, just a great to use in the AM. It's so cheap too.
Yep. Agreed.
Love it. Okay. This next product that I purchased was also on Kirby's list.
Yep.
So double cosign.
We love this brand and product.
Yes. It is the Pixie Glow Tonic.
Woo!
I'm sure all of you have heard of it, maybe have used it too. When people ask me for a good drugstore toner, I always recommend this. But it's more than just a toner. It's like a chemical exfoliant. So it, you know, exfoliates your skin. It brightens it. It's got 5% glycolic acid. Right, Kirby?
Yep.
And then the ginseng and aloe vera.
Yeah, it just speeds up your cell turnover, helps with texture and the appearance of your pores. If you're looking for like a chemical exfoliant but like are scared and you're not really familiar with how certain acids work, glycolic is a great acid. And I think this product is like a really great entryway into that world. But I mean,
yeah, I feel like it's gentle enough because it has the ginseng and the aloe vera, and the glycolic acid is like, it's 5%, you know? It's like small enough that it's not going to wreck your skin.
But then I feel like you also notice a glow.
Yeah.
Like you will notice that it's working for your skin. Sometimes I see things and I'm like, this was made for sensitive skin, and then I use it and I'm like, but nothing's happening to my skin. Yeah. So like, what's the point?
This is great. Yeah.
But yeah.
Especially if you don't already use like a chemical exfoliant, if you haven't, you know, ventured into using a retinol in your routine, like this is really, really great in lieu of like a hardy or exfoliant, like a scrub or something.
When do you use this?
I use this at night, and I use it I don't actually use it every day. I use it probably every other day.
Same. I use it every other day, and I use it morning or night. I feel like you can throw it into your nighttime regimen, but
yeah,
I feel like it's gentle enough to use during the day too.
Totally. And then Pixie has like just a great selection of toners. If you are looking for one that doesn't have an acid in it, there's like a bunch. They have like a vitamin C one now, which I haven't tried yet, but they're just such, I love Pixie so much.
Yeah, they're really smart. They make good, efficacious products that like are just incredibly easy to get and super affordable.
Yeah. So FYI, if you guys didn't know, CVS has a amazing sheet mask wall. And maybe not all of them do, but the one that we went to did. They had like hundreds of different sheet masks. It was amazing. The one that I picked up was a Garnier Moisture Bomb sheet mask. It's like a really great affordable sheet mask. It's $2.50, 2 for $5. I picked this one up because I had used it before. And the first time I used it was with Shawnee Darden. I don't know if a lot of people use Garnier skincare products. I know they probably use a lot of their hair products. But I really like this sheet mask. And, you know, the reason why Shawnee is a big fan of the sheet masks are because they are all super hydrating and non-comedogenic. And this one that I picked, again, focused on moisture. So I picked the moisture one. It has, again, the hyaluronic acid in it and then a pomegranate extract. It's just great. Like, I'm, you know, not trying to use as many sheet masks as I maybe previously was because they are not super sustainable. I'm very aware. But I think that if you are just looking for a great drugstore sheet mask, something to get you ready before a date, a wedding, when we're allowed to go to weddings again, or dates, or anything.
Maybe you're prepping for your Zoom date. I don't know.
Yes, there you go. There you go. Maybe you're prepping for your Zoom meeting. Who knows?
Yep.
Yeah, this is a good one. A great one to just try. It's obviously so inexpensive that it's not going to hurt your wallet.
It's $2.50. Yeah. Like, that is bonkers. Yeah. Bonkers.
And since we all can't get to our facialists these days, why not?
Yeah.
Give yourself a little treat yourself to this $2.50 mask.
Okay. So I had to put away, like, I was bummed that I wasn't able to take home any sheet masks or like masks in general, because this next product was actually, it's actually expensive for what it is. Like, it's not expensive for what it is, but it did.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it put a dent in my
But I'm really glad budget. You bought it. I'm really glad you bought
Me
it.
Me too. So if you are breaking out or you deal with blackheads or acne, like, you need something that's going to actually, like, get rid of it.
Yeah.
And, like, you can do all these things like exfoliating and stuff, but there is actually a product that you can buy at the drugstore that used to be prescription only and is now available over the counter. It's called Differingel. You have definitely heard of this.
Woo-hoo.
It's been around literally since we were teenagers.
How did it become over the counter?
I can't remember. And to be completely transparent, when I worked at Pop Sugar, they bought two videos from us. And one video explained the difference between, like, all the different retinoids.
Okay.
Because I'm going to get into this in a second. People hear retinoid and they just think retinol. But yeah. there's retinol for anti-aging, and there's retinoids, and there's a version of a retinoid that helps with acne. I remember being like, don't you have to have a prescription for this? And you would have thought so, because the back and forth with, like, our account managers and our editorial side and, like, Differin's team, there was just so much discourse because they had to make sure everything that I was saying was, like, legally approved to be said. So, like, they definitely have the science and the R&D and all that stuff to back this up. But, like, somehow I think they fixed the formulation so that there's enough in it to make a dent, but it's not too much that you need a prescription.
Got it. Okay.
So the ingredient in Differingel that helps with acne is called adapalene. It is a type of retinoid that helps target acne specifically, like blackheads and clogged pores, and it normalizes cell turnover and calms inflammation. So that's, like, kind of its MO. Like I said, it used to be prescription. Now it's over the counter. And they say to use it, like, you take literally, like, a pea-size amount and you put it all over your face. Wow. As a treatment.
Oh, so it's not a spot treatment?
No, that's the thing. I use it as a spot treatment, though. Like, I don't personally need it all over my face. And I actually...
Yeah, because I feel like unless you are suffering from, you know, acne or having, like, a massive breakout all over.
Yes. So, like, I use it just as a spot treatment on my chin and on my nose specifically. I notice that when I put it all over my face that I look red and ruddy the next day.
Yeah.
Not that I think it's an irritant. It's just that it's giving me...
Well, you
I don't
need
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I use it as a spot treatment, but they say to use it all over your face, even when you're not breaking out. So I would say, like, I guess if you have consistent acne breakouts, even if you think, like, oh, I've cleared up, like, no, keep using it to help keep that turnover and to help calm that inflammation. And my recommendation would be start using it every other day and then build up so that your skin can tolerate it. There might be a likelihood that you might, like, flake a little bit if you, like, go ham too early on. So I think it's better to just start and then skip a day and then do it again and then skip another day until you feel like your skin is tolerating it. But
this is great.
It works. It works, guys. I'm telling
you. Do they make other products besides this gel?
I know that they do. I think they make, like, a cleanser or a moisturizer.
Okay.
I honestly have not tried either of those, but yeah. I would
it's like
say
the gel is the hero product.
The gel is definitely the hero. It was $16 for 0.5 ounces. So, I mean, when I look at how small it is, I'm like, damn, This,
but like, how much is your prescription acne, you know, treatment costing? Probably a lot.
Totally.
And a lot harder to get. You have to go, you know, I'm not to say like you should be, you know, going and seeing a dermatologist if you are, you know, if it's a serious, if you have serious acne or whatever. But I think this is great for a lot of people who are just like, oh my God, like I have a breakout, I have a pimple, what should I get?
Totally. And honestly, I think that sometimes dermatologists are just not
trying to sell stuff.
Well, not even that, Sarah. I think it's like, we like are very privileged to be able to say, yeah, go talk to your dermatologist. Like some people are like, I can't afford a dermatologist, or like,
right,
I don't have health insurance. Like there's just
totally
no way that I'm able to afford that. So like, I feel like we come from a very privileged viewpoint on that. And thankfully we have people at our beck and call that we can call on. But if you can't get to a dermatologist and you're just like, I don't know what to do for my skin, try adapalene as an ingredient. And find it at CVS through Differin Gel. Like there, it is truly one of the, I mean, obviously I'm not a doctor, so don't quote me, but as a consumer, this is a product I trust and I feel safe using. I'm not like going on the dark webs of Amazon trying to find adapalene and like getting some product
totally
that's gonna burn off my face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Great.
My last recommendation for this, I don't use it in conjunction with Glow Tonic.
Got it. That's good to know.
I use it, and this is my treatment step. So after, like, if I have an essence and...
But it sounds like something that you should maybe just, if you are prone to breakouts, like have in your, yeah, have in your vanity or, you know, your medicine cabinet.
I don't use it every day, but when I do use it, it works.
Yeah, it's good to have. Cool.
Okay, so you got a moisturizer.
Yes.
And I'm so jealous because I also could not afford a moisturizer. And I was like, F it, I have moisturizers at home.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And I feel like if you're gonna invest in something, make it a moisturizer. But like this is a great moisturizer and it's like $13.
Yeah, right. And I didn't get everything I wanted either. Like I don't have like a serum or treatment or it's but fine. We had to make sacrifices.
Sarah has a more comprehensive regimen than I do. I was just like,
no, but it's good because we balanced it out. Okay, so I had never used Walita. I don't know why I had never used I hadn't used their skin food before, which was just like, I'm like the only beauty editor in the world who hasn't used it. But of course, everyone obsesses over it. And every makeup artist has it in their kit. They use it as a primer or the first step in before they apply makeup. And so I had actually someone used it on me last year, a makeup artist. And I remember like thinking, oh my God, what is this? It feels amazing on my skin. And it looked great too. Mm-hmm. And it was Walita. So yes. So I grabbed, they only had the travel size, which I was a little bit bummed about, but also great because great for travel. Yep. And it's $12.49. And this was the first product of all the products that we bought that I like went through.
Whoa.
Super quickly. I was using it not as my night moisturizer, but during the daytime. It is made with a lot of plant extracts and then a rich base of oils and beeswax. So it is on the balmier side, if you might find it to be a little greasy if you have oilier skin.
It's very emollient.
Yes. So... But I don't. And like, so my skin is dry. And so my face just like sucked it all up. And it just felt so nice. Like it felt like truly like my skin was just so thirsty for it. And it doesn't have fragrance. You can even just use a little bit. And it'll feel a little bit more lightweight. A lot of, like I said, makeup artists use it as a primer. Or like even on days where you don't really want to wear makeup, like it just leaves like this really nice like dewiness to your skin because of all of the oils. So yeah, I'm done with it. I need to get another. This is like rare for me where like I'll ask for another product or ask for a refill because, you know, obviously Kirby and I have so many products to go through, but I'm like truly, truly missing it in my regimen. So.
Totally. I think like if you have Sarah's skin type, normal to dry, this product cannot be beat for like what it's super clean. And
yes,
it feels really great. It gives you a nice glow and it's like not astronomically expensive either.
Right. And I feel like you could also use it as a highlighter, you know, on your collarbone, on your cheekbones.
Like a glossy type of look.
Yes. Yeah. And then you can also, you don't have to just use it on your face. You can also use it on your hands and your feet and your elbows, like anywhere dry. So another balm for any irritation. And like Kirby said, it is clean and they have partnered. They're a pretty sustainable company. They partnered with like TerraCycle, I think.
Oh, good.
So you can, yeah, donate packaging and the bottles so that they are recycled. And yeah, so 12, 13 bucks, you really like, you can't go wrong. So just try it. Give it a try.
Give yourself a try. Okay, great. I'm going to my last product in my regimen. And
man, that Differin really put you out.
Actually,
this put you out.
So I basically like just ruined my entire budget by buying this. Like,
no, but this again, really, really good purchase.
Yeah, it is. It's the La Roche-Posay Anthelios Mineral Zinc Oxide Sunscreen SPF 50. It's $30. Sorry in advance. And yeah.
No, not sorry. You're protecting everyone's skin with a very legit sunscreen.
So CVS does have expensive, like I would say this is an expensive sunscreen for what it is.
It is.
And the reason why I purchased this was, like I said, I have Differin gel. If you're going to use that product, you absolutely need to have an efficacious sunscreen to wear the next day. I have Glow Tonic, which will increase cell turnover. So you want to make sure that you're protecting your skin as best as possible. La Roche-Posay is that brand that, again, similar to Bioderma, people like love it. And it's because it's really big in French pharmacies. Mm-hmm. I remember when I like first started out in my beauty like reporting career and I would hear about like these
Aven.
French. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Aven. Aven. Like, the French brands in the pharmacies. And I was like, do you remember when you first heard or like learned that a French pharmacy was like superior to our pharmacies?
Oh yeah. Yeah, totally.
I was so perplexed, like why people were freaking out. Like, editors that were more senior than me going to like Paris Fashion Week and being like, oh, I can't wait to go raid the French pharmacies. I'm like, why are you going to a pharmacy in France? Like, who cares?
Totally.
And then
when I studied abroad there in college, I didn't even really know. Like, I wasn't, you know, huge on skincare back then, but like I would go in and be like, well, this is a lot nicer than the one that we had. But then I'd be like, it's so expensive.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's like very, I mean, they sell Caudalie in French pharmacies. Mm-hmm. So, and also on a side note, since we were talking about balms, I remember one time when I did kind of get used to hearing about French pharmacies, I asked one of my friends to bring me back homeoplasmine from France. Have you heard of it?
I don't think I have.
It's literally like the go-to balm. Like, it heals everything. All like every French makeup artist has it. Like, it is that balm. And I remember she brought me back one and it was huge. And I was like forever indebted to her.
We'll have to do a French pharmacy episode.
We will wherever we're allowed to go back to frickin' France. Okay. So the thing about this sunscreen, it's SPF 50. You know this, Sarah. I think SPF 30 is enough. Like, you're getting like 1% more protection from like 30 to 50.
Yeah.
So for me, SPF 30 is fine. I use this obviously daytime only, inside or outside.
Yes, all of you should still be using sunscreen during this time of self-isolation.
Yeah.
FYI.
We need to make a graphic for the Instagram page.
Yeah.
That says that. But it's matte. So it has this really interesting fluid consistency. Like, it's almost like milky, watery.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put it on. I pat it on all over my face. Dries matte, so I don't feel like I'm super oily or greasy. But yeah, it's a decent size, and you only need a little bit because it's so fluid.
Mm.
So a little goes a long way. So yeah.
I love La Roche-Posay.
Yeah.
I use all of their sunscreen, and I know that I am being protected.
It's a good one.
It is a good one. Well, I picked a non-La Roche-Posay sunscreen. This was per Claire, her recommendation, our friend Claire, who was at CVS with us. So C'est Moi Gentle Mineral Sunscreen. So C'est Moi is a clean beauty brand, and it's made for people with sensitive skin. And I think it is definitely geared towards a younger demographic.
So we talked about it, remember?
We did talk about this already. Yes, you're right. And the packaging says made for young, delicate skin. And I was like, whatevs, yeah. Gonna use it. Young at heart, just like all those old people that refuse to stay indoors. They're like, I'm not old.
Okay,
so anyways, yes, so it is a truly clean beauty product. It's it fits under EWG's ratings, has non-toxic ingredients, does not have fragrance, parabens, phthalates, sulfates, mineral oils, propylene glycol, or dyes. It has SPF 30. And it is water resistant up to 40 minutes. It's not huge. It's definitely travel friendly, 30 milliliters. But I really liked it. It, like I said, I mentioned this product already on a previous episode. It goes on really smooth. It blends really well. And it does not leave a white cast, which is super important to me. So I have actually been on my lazy days.
Totally.
Which I have many lazy makeup days these days. Mixing the C'est Moi with the Walita and just putting it on my face.
Nice.
It's great. $15 cannot be beat. Unless, of course, you want to splurge on La Roche-Posay, which you should.
Do you think that it's not like a matte sunscreen, right?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No, it's not a matte. Yeah, it's not a matte sunscreen.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. No, I don't feel like super dehydrated or anything, or my skin doesn't feel dry when I use it. It's great.
Cool. All right. Also, you might learn from my shopping list that I really went hardcore with my cleansing products, and I spent $7 on makeup removing wipes. Now, Sarah's literally misting herself right now. It's hilarious.
It just feels so good. It's the Caudalie.
Caudalie, French pharmacie. Okay, so.
Makes me feel alive.
Simple makes micellar water. So, like, if you don't want to get Bioderma, because the Bioderma, while it's bigger, it is $15. I know that Simple also makes a micellar water, and it's great. It's like my second favorite to Bioderma, and doesn't have oil in it. And they make these makeup removing wipes, and normally I would be completely 100% anti any type of makeup removing wipe because I feel like it's a cop out and like
not really cleaning your skin. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of them are loaded with alcohol.
Wasteful.
If you're in your bathroom, like just wash your whole face, like, and putting makeup wipes by your bedside, like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
yeah,
you're
there's
not 12.
Like such a difference in how your skin feels, like just feeling alone when you use a makeup wipe and when you wash your face properly.
Totally.
You're kidding yourself.
Totally. So, but what I will say is if you're like, I'm not really sure I'm sold on a micellar cleanser. Simple makes these makeup removing wipes called Simple Kind to Skin Makeup Removing Wipes. They're in a white package with like green letters. They're super gentle. They're not filled with a bunch of crazy ingredients that will strip or dry out your skin. They're one of the only makeup remover wipes that I use ever because I can use them after I wash my face and get remnants off my skin without my skin feeling like super tight or dry afterwards, or even red and irritated. Mm-hmm. So it's an honorable mention because I don't think it's necessary. And also, like, makeup removing wipes at this point are just really bad for the environment. And
also, Kirby just ran out of money.
Yeah. I was like, well, I'm like, $10 left. I'll throw in these wipes because I can't afford anything else, I guess. But like,
I know it's like bad for the environment and everything, but I do like I have to have a makeup removing wipes in like my car or my gym bag. Like I just
totally
need it.
That's actually a really great point. If you are going to do like an outside fitness activity with 6 feet between you and the next person, like maybe use like put these wipes in there to like, you know, wipe your face and neck and your underarm or whatever afterwards. But
yeah.
They won't sting. Mm-hmm. And they are just truly like the best makeup wipes out there, in my humble opinion. So
and then just offset your waste by planting a tree.
Yeah, plant a tree.
Okay.
Okay, I love this too, and I'm so sad I wasn't able to get it.
But you're the one who told, who suggested I buy this.
So oh, okay, okay, okay.
I was looking for a body lotion, and there were so many to choose from, obviously. But I picked the Neutrogena Hydro Boost Body Gel Cream with, ding, 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 hyaluronic acid. $11.99.
Hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, that's like my theme of the day. $11.99 might seem steep for a body lotion, but it has all of the skincare benefits packed in it as their best-selling moisturizer, which is
big.
And it's huge. It's actually really huge. It's huge.
16 ounces, people.
Yeah. So yeah, so I'm sure you've all heard of the Hydro Boost moisturizer, which a lot of people love. So this is the body gel cream, the body equivalent. It is more of a gel than a lotion. It absorbs super, super quickly into your skin, which is really important for me because I hate feeling wet. Mm-hmm. That, like, I absolutely need lotion. Like Hailey Bieber told me, that's the first thing that she does when she steps out of the shower, covers herself in lotion. But I just, like, hate feeling wet. So it's crucial that my lotion absorbs quickly, which this definitely does. It, yeah, has all the hyaluronic acid in it. So it's good for your skin and it's a treatment for your whole body. And they make two versions, one with fragrance and one that's fragrance free. I bought the fragrance free one and I've been using it every single day, twice a day on all over my body. And I still have like more than half the bottle left. So,
you know what? Okay. So I almost bought the Neutrogena Hydro Boost sunscreen.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But they only,
what's wrong?
I couldn't figure out if it was made specifically to use on the face and body or it was just the body, which is why I forego it. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, I would rather just have something for my face and like bring it down to my neck and décolleté, like La Roche-Posay.
Yeah.
But that hydrogel sunscreen has been one of my favorites for literally like since it's been on the market.
Yeah.
The one that has fragrance is like, it's so light, but it's very, it has this like aromatic quality that like calms me down when I apply it.
Okay.
And consistency wise, it is definitely like, it absorbs so quickly and matte and leaves zero cast like to your skin. So if you're looking for like a good body sunscreen, I highly recommend the Hydro Boost sunscreen.
I think just the whole line in general, if you guys are looking for like good affordable skincare, moisturizer, sunscreen, body lotion, definitely check out the entire line.
I put the body gel cream, like I bought travel sized little containers to put that in last year when I was traveling a lot because I was just obsessed with it and how it made my skin feel.
It's great.
It's awesome.
Great. That was it. That was our $100 list.
That was our $100 list. So I just want to clarify a few things. Some of y'all are like, $100? Honestly, yeah. Like, I think that they're like a good full skincare regimen with all of the steps you need will probably be around like $100.
Yeah.
If you're including like effective treatments or like an efficacious sunscreen or something like that. Obviously, Sarah's money went way longer than mine. Because I have budgetary issues, but
but I didn't have I don't deal with that many breakouts, you know, like it just depends on our skin type and routine.
Totally. And we're not saying that you have to buy all of these products in conjunction with one another. We just wanted to show you that like there are so many great brands and products available at the drugstore that we know for a fact work and are effective and like make us feel good and look good.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, I came up with a new segment.
Yeah, you have to explain this to me. I don't get it.
Okay. So, this is something that I think will be fun, especially when we have guests.
Okay.
And I was, like, trying to think of, like, different podcasts that I listen to. Like, obviously, we have What's on Your Face. But, like, I want to do something where when we share this segment, like, it, like, people will see it and be like, oh, my God. This podcast sounds amazing. I want to listen to it.
Great.
So this segment's called In So Many Words. And every week, you and I are going to alternate between picking the question of the week and then one of us picking the number that we have to use to give our answer. Okay? So I'll give you an example. Let's say the question is like, how do you feel about coronavirus? Okay.
Okay.
Sarah, pick a number between 1 and 5.
5.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, so I have to answer the question in 5 words?
Yes, both of us do.
Oh, okay.
So like,
I feel sad and lonely.
Yeah, great. Perfect. or
I'm stressed TF out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I can't even think. But like, the point is that you say something that's either like true or like funny.
Okay.
So something like,
especially if you were to pick like, oh, I'll pick one.
Yeah.
Because then you have to pick like, one word.
Never heard of Zoom before. Like something before. Like that. Like,
yeah.
So okay. This week. Okay. So this
got it.
I love that we're explaining this to each other like through Zoom right now. Okay. I figured I could give you a question.
Yeah.
And you could pick the number similar to what we just did. And then next week you'll pick the question and then I'll pick the number. And then we both answer. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So the question this week is, I didn't think about this ahead of time. Okay. The question this week is, how are you social distancing?
That's hard.
Okay. And what is the number?
2.
Okay.
How am I social distancing in 2 words? Oh, staying home.
Great.
Not funny, but just relevant.
I'm social distancing by, I don't know.
Oh, I have another one. Eating and Netflixing.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that work?
That's 3.
That's 3 words? Oh, eating, food.
We might have to cut this segment this week. We need to figure this out.
Yeah.
But okay. Like, I was thinking like, alcohol helps.
Yeah, got it.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Alcohol helps. Guys, we'll finesse this. We'll figure it out.
Great.
But I think that this will be really fun to do with guests moving forward.
Okay.
But I want to incorporate it between the two of us, too.
I like it. I already have a question for next week.
Oh, okay, girl. Yeah.
All right, so where can our friends find us during this time? We're just like on live all the time. We're just on Instagram.
Oh my God. Are you guys sick of the live apocalypse that's happening?
It's like every time I'm on Instagram, it's like the drop down. It's like someone's going live. Yeah. So-and-so's going live with so-and-so.
But can't we get rid of those notifications? I thought I got rid of those and I
need to turn them off.
I don't know how. Like they just keep popping up no matter what. It's crazy.
Also, unfortunately, my screen time has gone up astronomically.
Same.
Do you have the little...
It's very sad. Okay. It's very sad.
But what else are we going to do?
Well, I'm going to go for a walk.
Oh, good. Well,
I'm going to go for a nice little walk.
Do it before it starts to rain.
I'm going to finish cleaning out my closet and my bathroom.
Oh, God bless you.
And what are you
going to
do?
I actually am going to organize my vanity. And then that's all I have on my to-do list because I accomplished the other things earlier today.
Wow, proud of you.
I've been making a lot of lists. But like
checking them twice.
I'm not trying to be too ambitious.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I'm just trying to get a few things done each day.
Guys.
Which really has been helping.
We're going to be better people after this. I swear to God. We're going to be a whole new civilization. We're going to care about each other. Have respect for our elders. We're going to like eat better. Our lives are going to be so organized. We're going to like budget money better, not take for granted like things that we just don't do on a regular basis.
And then just work really hard to have a big house like all the celebrities show in their Instagrams.
I swear to God, if I see one more celebrity's house, like I don't want to see your house. I don't.
I'm like, wow, that's nice that you have a separate puzzle room.
Ellen? Yeah. Oh, Ellen, I'm so glad that you're watching yourself on your TV in your home gym. That like is super relevant to me right now.
Or like Arnold Schwarzenegger with his ponies.
Yeah. Like people... Like, just take it from Rita Wilson. She is doing it right. Like, literally, she has coronavirus, and she's, like, singing rap songs.
Rapping, yeah. Like, it's great.
Respect and love to Rita Wilson. We love her.
But Everyone, stay safe and healthy and sane, and continue to send us your questions and messages. We love, obviously, hearing from you guys, and we have more time than ever to chat. So
yeah, and like, if there's something that you would like us to do, like you're like, oh, I'd love to see Sarah's nighttime skincare routine, like she can do it on Instagram stories or Instagram Live or whatever. Or yeah, if you want us to talk about our makeup routines separately, we can figure that out too. Last week we really tried to like go on social a little bit more, and it seemed that you guys liked it. So
yeah, we'll do some more. We'll do some more of that.
So thank you guys for listening as always. If you like our podcast, please rate and review us on iTunes. Help us get into more people's feeds. We would love to grow. And follow us on Spotify as well. We're all over social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And please stay at home. Safer at home, guys. Way safer at home.
Yes, please. Please, please, please. Thank you. Love you guys.
Talk to you next week. Love you guys. Bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.